coach said that it was just a confirmation for you, just how big you are and what you can do out there. What has the first day or two been like for you?
It's a lot of learning. I mean, you're installing a big chunk of the playbook, just seeing how fast you can learn to adapt on the fly. So basically just that. I mean, it's a lot of stuff coming at you, but it's how you take coaching, how you absorb it on the run.
What's your first impression just been?
I mean, it's been great around here. I feel like they've given us a chance to really pick up the offense, giving us all the tools we need, and, I mean, it's been great so far.
Getting your name called and getting in the building, that's really just the start of things, isn't it?
Say again?
Getting in the building, that's just the start. There's a long road ahead, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a very starting point right now. So, I mean, there's a lot to go, a lot to learn, that's for sure.
How much does it help just having the rookies here this weekend?
I mean, you're kind of in the same boat. Everybody's learning, so you can kind of work together and, you know, grow as the way goes, you know.
How's it been just with Quentin, of getting to know him and working beside him, knowing that, you know, you guys could have an immediate impact together?
He's a really great guy, a really good football player. I mean, I'm excited to work with him. I'm excited to work with all the rookies and eventually the vets. So it's going to be a good experience.
What were your on-field impressions with him yesterday?
I mean, he did a lot of good things. I mean, he's a smart guy. He picks it up quick. I mean, you can tell, I mean, why he went number 6 overall. I mean, really damn good football player.
Brayden, the team's made a pretty big investment in the offensive line this offseason. Another move, you know, just a few days ago. What does that tell you in terms of what the hopes are? Does that put, you know, a little pressure on you guys as a unit, or how do you look at that?
I mean, you can tell Coach really puts an emphasis on building the O-line. Like, he believes it starts on both fronts, the defensive and offensive front. So really put an emphasis on that and goes from there.
You guys are going to be a mostly young offensive line. I mean, obviously, I know you haven't even met the guys, but Costanzo's older. But still, as you, Quentin, Ryan, Kelly, you know, third year guy. Is that nice that you have a younger group that maybe can grow together? And does that kind of excite you?
I mean, it's a good experience. I mean, you can learn as the way goes, and you know you got a lot of guys that are going to be around for a while. But I mean, you also got some experience in there, which also helps me and Quinn learn as we go, learn from people that have had experience there. So it's a good experience.
How much did you know about the issues this team has had with offensive line? Did you know a lot that, you know, the history with Andrew Luck being injured, giving up a lot of sacks and stuff? Have you learned up on that, the importance of the line?
I mean, I kind of got an idea of it once after the draft, and all, I kind of pay a little more attention because you got a team to specifically focus on. But you definitely kind of hear about it and hear kind of like the chat about it. But I mean, it obviously shows by how they drafted on the fronts of offensive and defensive line.
You excited to play with an Alabama guy on the offensive line?
Hey, I get along with them. I just don't like their fans. So that's all good.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, you had a really unique situation with a call, a national anthem. Do you remember what was going through your mind right then?
I mean, I just saw Indianapolis, Indiana on the caller ID, so I already knew where it was coming from. So, I mean, I was in the front row, so I didn't see anybody else around me in the back looking at me while the national anthem's going. I mean, you can't hit decline on that kind of phone call. I mean, you're definitely going to pick it up. I mean, you're just excited at the moment.
Did you tell Chris to wait a second for the national anthem?
I answered the call about five seconds before it really started. So once it started going, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do what I do.